Hello. Oh, I didn't mean to startle you. Do you need a moment to recover? Huh? Me? What about you? What are you doing out here this late? Huh. I guess that's fair enough. You have good commitment. Oh, great. Well, I was just going out to the grocery store. You know, one that's pretty much open 24/7. I figured I could get a few things so I wouldn't have to leave the house tomorrow. Because I really wasn't in the mood to. But when I went near there, I saw a bunch of guys, and I don't think I want to try my luck with getting into anything bad. So I just decided to leave. Oh, no, that won't be necessary. Plus, it's getting very late out. You never know what could lurk in the shadows. Or whatever my mother used to tell me back as a child. She never wanted me to go out too late. She was always worried, which is understandable. Sorry, I'm rambling. So, which way are you going? Oh, do you live around there? Hey, it's okay, you can tell me. I'm not gonna do anything. You could seriously, like, overpower me instantly. If anything, I should be worried about you. You're fine. I get being skeptical and alert. I think that's pretty good on you. Oh, that's actually relatively close to where I live. Well, duh. I really don't like leaving the house much. Anxiety. I don't have the best social skills. Yeah. Well, should we get going before it starts to really kick up and rain? Perfect. I'll come over to you. Hey. So, shall we get going? Wonderful. So, how's your day been today? That's good. That's very good. What do you like doing for fun? Well, for me, I'm pretty much a shut-in, so the most I can really do is just play games, watch movies, or read some books. Online books. I really can't be bothered to go to the library. Maybe you could get some for me. You know, drop them off at my house. That would be pretty nice. I'd really appreciate that, actually. Physical books are really nice. I have a few, but I've already read them time and time again. I'd rather not read them, like, 20 more. I need something new. I could pay you as well, if that's the kind of encouragement you need. You're truly kind. Thank you. Hey. Do you mind if I loop my arm around yours? Well, just to make it look like we're a couple. You know, instead of just two strangers. You know, people are less likely to fuck with couples than two strangers. So, how about that? You know, like the whole Romeo and Juliet thing. Romeo would die for Juliet. So, what if any potential robbers would see you and think, hey, they're dating, so, he would do anything to save her. And she would do anything to save him. Yeah. Oh, come on, it makes sense. Just give me your arm. Perfect. I'm sorry if I'm a little too awkward. Again, I don't really go out much or anything like that. Not to the gym. Nothing like that. Usually the only ways I get food is by delivery. And they drop it off at your door, so you just need to open the door and boom. Easy food. I get that it's not the healthiest lifestyle, but I'd rather not take my chances. Things are scary outdoors. Well, I mean, I'm already running out of things to say, so I'd think I'm pretty socially inept. Sometimes I could have a whole world of things to say. Most times I just can't think of anything to say. You know, I find myself wanting to interact with a bunch of people, but I feel the fear of doing so is bad. It overwhelms me a lot. Oh, this road's familiar. I'm guessing we're getting really close now. Oh, I usually take a different route. You know, less scenic, more reserved, longer. You know, when you're trying to avoid people, you can find out the most interesting spots where no one would look. It takes a little more time to get to where you need to go, but as long as I'm able to avoid social contact, then I'm completely fine with it. Oh, well, the grocery store. I know the person who works there. They understand how bad at socializing I am. But they're very nice about it. Awfully, awfully sweet. I would never be able to repay their kindness on being so patient with me. They're the one person that I've spoken to the most in this town. Yeah, a lot of people don't really know me that much. Not many people see me, which is how I prefer it to be. Hey, maybe you could convince me to start socializing more. But that's a very daunting task. I don't know if you'd be able to handle it. Especially if you're taking on late night sessions like this. You must have your load filled, huh? Lots to do. Gee, that's pretty impressive, you know. I don't think I could do that myself. Too much stress, and I don't deal with stress very well. You should feel pretty proud of yourself for it, you know. Not many people are able to handle that much stuff. Which, I guess I don't really know the extent to everything you have to do, but hey, I'm sure it's a lot. Oh shoot, we're already here. That's the longest I've managed to talk to someone. Look at you bringing up the best in me. You must be a natural at this. So, which one is your house? Do you mind if I walk you to your door? Well, technically you're going to be walking me to your door, but anyway, let's go. Thank you for this, by the way. It's actually been really nice. This really is the longest I've managed to talk to someone. You're very pleasant to be around. Well then. Hey, is it okay if I stay a little? Well, the rain's gonna pick up soon. And I don't really want to risk being out here if this guy's still around. It's not really a way for me to check if they've gone home or not. It wouldn't be for very long. And besides, I actually feel happy talking to you. You're the one person that I've been able to talk to for this long, which I've said a few times, but I'm just proud of myself. So, would you... Oh. Surely the studies can wait, right? I mean, you'd be practically, like, saving my life in the way. Come on. Please. Didn't you enjoy when we were so close together? I certainly did. Hey, stop thinking so hard about it. Just let me in. Thank you so much. You really are one of the sweetest people I've ever met. Please go ahead. Oh, wow. It's actually quite warm in here. That's way better from outside. The rain looks like it's really gonna start picking up soon. I'll close the door. Don't want any of the heat getting out. This is a really nice place. Wow. A really, really nice place. I think I'm a little jealous. I guess that jealousy won't last for very long. Huh? Nothing. My place is just a bit of a dump compared to this. I sometimes take a little while to clean. So things can build up, I guess. Anyways, thank you so much. Oh, no, not for that. For a different reason. Well, for being so naive, of course. Aw, that look in your eyes. It's the second best look I've ever caught. The first being a look when the life drains out of someone's eyes. It's such an interesting look. Desperation, anger, confusion, sadness. So many emotions, and then it all fades, along with their life. You know, I find it quite humorous how a human can completely alter or destroy their life with just a few actions. Do you think you'll make it out of this alive? I hope so. The last one I fucked with was hopeful too. Oh, I should probably drop this, huh? Don't think I really need it anymore. I can't believe you actually fell for it. God, you are stupid, aren't you? You humans are all fucking gullible. But it's quite adorable. Makes my job a little easier too. I mean, really. A defenseless girl. There were some holes in my life as well, but you just believed in it all. You even invited me into your fucking house. You should have just told me to screw off. Focused on your studies, but... You were just a bit too kind for that, huh? Kindness gets exploited. The kindest people die. Because they invite the wrong things into their house. Due to their kindness. It's quite cruel, don't you think? If you decide to be mean to people, you're going to hell if you're a Christian. But if you decide to be nice, that's an early demise. I mean, really, how do you people believe in this shit? Love thy neighbor? Yeah, right. If you love your neighbor too much, you might end up with a knife in your back. Or, in this case, some fangs in your throat. My. I almost feel bad for you. Almost. Not entirely, though. Seeing how. Here's how things go. I'm at the top of the food chain. You're in my world. Humans aren't always at the top. And in my world, you don't have a voice. Now, what to do with you? I will admit, you are probably the most attractive out of all of the ones I've gone across. I actually quite liked our conversation, even though a lot of it was bullshit. One thing was true about it, though. I do have to hide a lot. I mean, if I'm seen with all these people who go missing, that doesn't really give a good look on me now, does it? Makes my job harder. Job, I say. Makes my lifestyle harder. I need to feed, you know. Sometimes I get a little carried away. But they don't always go missing. Killing them isn't really the only thing a vampire can do. I wonder if you've read up on vampires. Oh, I wonder if you've realized that's what I was. What was you thinking I was? Eldritch horror? A werewolf? A golem? Even though you can't talk, I still like the look in your eyes. They give an answer enough already. Those eyes. Those sweet, beautiful eyes. You have an interesting warmth to you, by the way. I noticed it when I wrapped my arm around yours. I ended up clinging to you a little more. Maybe it's because your blood is warmer than everyone else's. Who knows? But it felt really good. I can't help but touch you just a little more before I decide on what to do with you. Do you have any idea what I'm gonna do with you? I'm gonna guess that you want me to spare you. Do you think that's an option? This really is a nice place. The warmth of here doesn't compare to how warm you are, though. Honestly, I think I want to get a little closer with you. I mean, it would be silly not to embrace this warmth, right? It's an interesting feeling, isn't it? You're trapped in your own body, unable to really move, but you still have your thoughts. But then my words get intertwined with them, distracting you from thinking. Your eyes feel like they're glued to me and only me. I've been mesmerized before, and it gives me a rush. Did you know that when you're mesmerized, your senses increase? They become hyper, but not to everything, just to one thing. The person who mesmerized you. Suddenly, everything they do and say can be felt way more than you felt. Quite interesting. I'm already ready to go in for a bite. But I think there's a little more fun we can have before. Hello, my dad. What is going on outside? Like, I'm hearing some weird noise. Are they like leaf blowing? Is that chat? Do people still leaf blow? Like, oh no. I seen it in like shows and shit. Also, my monitor's about to turn off. This is off to an amazing start. Hi chat. Chat? This isn't chat. I'm not streaming. Hi guys. Thank you so much for watching. You guys are amazing, by the way. I love you. You guys are great. I hope you guys enjoyed this. And yeah, honestly, I my brain isn't here right now. What question could I bring? What is your favorite pasta type? Now, my one is either the macaroni ones, like the really small ones, or like the spinny spiral ones, because like I think they capture the sauce like really well, and then like it's just flavor in each bite, and it's really good. comment down below, like, what is your favorite pasta type? Until next time, my darling.